September we're expecting for the job to start and to happen, but like everything, so much things going on at the minute, so much false dawns and so on, the way things are going at government level, with just a wee element of fear there, just been delayed, but hopefully it'll go ahead. I'll be much happier when I see diggers on site digging trenches and pipes getting replaced, to be quite honest.
You told the meeting today that the last burst last weekend actually was in a section that's not covered by what Irish Water are promising, so does that mean the plans have to be revisited?
It'll have to be revisited now, because what's getting done now at the moment is just a certain agreed amount of length, and what bust last Friday there, I understand, is not an included plan. So going forward, we will need to go back to the drawing board again when we get the first bit done to get more included in the upgrades. But obviously at the moment, the media thing is at the minute is to get the upgrades where all the busts are happening. Essentially going forward, we'll still be pushing on to get as much as we can done to the whole network. Every area needs to get that done. Every councillor in their own area needs to get that pushed for.
Well, officials told the meeting today that they'll very much ensure that they'll keep in contact with Irish Water. They'll keep pushing Irish Water for answers to questions. Some scepticism at the meeting about that promise of better communication. Are you confident?
Look, going forward, I welcome everything that's happened positive, and it's just, I think the main thing is the most, just keep the positivity going. The main thing is we all work among ourselves, set any differences maybe aside, scepticism or not, and just for the communities and the better, we'll get everything sorted where possible. It's no good to nobody, things aren't getting sorted. We need to stick together, stay together, and just act like adults going forward and get things done.